AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Protesters are making it very loud at the Los Angeles City Council meeting.
Let's leave the chambers for now. We're going to have to go on another recess because we need and we will have this meeting today. We need to conduct the people's business.
It follows release of a recording involving three city council members. It involves racist language. They mock colleagues while they scheme to protect Latino political strength in council districts. President Biden has called on them to resign. The California Attorney General is investigating. A new AP NORC poll shows a big jump in the number of people who describe their financial situation as poor. 54% say their finances are good, but 46% say it's poor. This is White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We understand we have more work to do. We get that the American people are feeling that pinch, but we've also seen some progress. And it's important to note the progress that we have seen over the last several months.
At their last meeting, Federal Reserve officials stressed their commitment to taming unacceptably high inflation before announcing they were raising their benchmark interest rate for a third straight time and signaling more large rate hikes ahead. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says more help will be going to Ukraine.
We talked about air defense, the requirement for additional air defense capabilities. And countries, I have every confidence that countries will do whatever they can, if they can, to generate additional capabilities.
This follows retaliatory Russian missile strikes in Ukraine, including one that temporarily knocked Europe's biggest nuclear plant off the country's power grid. The jurors who will decide whether Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz is sentenced to death or life without parole have begun deliberations. A third day of deliberations has begun in conspiracy theorist Alex Jones's Connecticut defamation trial connected to the Sandy Hook school shooting. This is AP News. 10 years ago, scandal after scandal rocked Beijing's political establishment, leading up to a Communist Party Congress that led Xi Jinping's rise to power. The Congress is meeting again.
Most damaging was the murder of a British businessman by the wife of Bo Xilai, a brash and rising political star. Bo was expelled from the party and sentenced to life in prison for bribery and corruption, eliminating a chief rival to Xi Jinping. The run-up to this party conference, by comparison, is hushed. Analyst Ho Pin says, gone are the factions, pluralism and open political differences that once existed within China's one-party system. Chinese politics, he adds, is entering a completely new stage. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Actor Anthony Rapp testified he decided to publicly reveal a 30-year-old encounter with Kevin Spacey because he knew he wasn't the only person Spacey had made inappropriate sexual advances on. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.